The Analysis of Religious Donations, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time, the Buddha was staying in the land of the Sakyans, near Kapilavastu in the Banyan Tree Monastery. Then Mahaprajapati Gotami approached the Buddha, bringing a new pair of garments. She bowed, sat down to one side, and said to the Buddha, "Sir, I have spun and woven this new pair of garments, specially for the Buddha. May the Buddha please accept this from me out of compassion." When she said this, the Buddha said to her, "Give it to the Sangha, Gotami. When you give it to the Sangha, both the Sangha and I will be honoured." For a second time, for a third time, Mahaprajapati Gotami said to the Buddha, "Sir, I have spun and woven this new pair of garments specially for the Buddha. May the Buddha please accept this from me out of compassion." And for a third time, the Buddha said to her, "Give it to the Sangha, Gotami. When you give to the Sangha, both the Sangha and I will be honoured." When he said this, Venerable Ananda said to the Buddha, "Sir, please accept the new pair of garments from Mahaprajapati Gotami." Sir, Mahaprajapati was very helpful to the Buddha. As his aunt, she raised him, nurtured him, and gave him her milk. When the Buddha's birth mother passed away, she nurtured him at her own breast. And the Buddha has been very helpful to Mahaprajapati. It's owing to the Buddha that Mahaprajapati has gone for refuge to the Buddha, the teaching, and the Sangha. It's owing to the Buddha that she refrains from killing living creatures, stealing, committing sexual misconduct, lying, and taking alcoholic drinks that cause negligence. It's owing to the Buddha that she has experiential confidence in the Buddha, the teaching, and the Sangha, and she has the ethics loved by the noble ones. It's owing to the Buddha that she is free of doubt regarding suffering, its origin, its cessation, and the practice that leads to its cessation. The Buddha has been very helpful to Mahaprajapati. That's so true, Ananda. When someone has enabled you to go for refuge, it's not easy to repay them by bowing down to them, rising up for them, greeting them with joined palms, and observing proper etiquette for them, or by providing them with robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. When someone has enabled you to refrain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, and alcoholic drinks that cause negligence, it's not easy to repay them by bowing down to them, rising up for them, greeting them with joined palms, and observing proper etiquette for them, or by providing them with robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. When someone has enabled you to have experiential confidence in the Buddha, the teaching, and the Sangha, and the ethics loved by the noble ones, it's not easy to repay them by bowing down to them, rising up for them, greeting them with joined palms, and observing proper etiquette for them, or by providing them with robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. When someone has enabled you to be free of doubt regarding suffering, its origin, its cessation, and the practice that leads to its cessation, it's not easy to repay them by bowing down to them, rising up for them, greeting them with joined palms, and observing proper etiquette for them, or by providing them with robes, alms food, lodgings, and medicines and supplies for the sick. Ananda, there are these 14 religious donations to individuals. What 14? One gives a gift to the realized one, the perfected one, the fully awakened Buddha. This is the first religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to a Buddha awakened for themselves. This is the second religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to a perfected one. This is the third religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to a someone practicing to realize the fruit of perfection. This is the fourth religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to a non-returner. This is the fifth religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to someone practicing to realize the fruit of non-return. This is the sixth religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to a once-returner. This is the seventh religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to someone practicing to realize the fruit of once return. This is the eighth religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to a stream enterer. This is the ninth religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to someone practicing to realize the fruit of stream entry. This is the tenth religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to someone outside of Buddhism who is free of sensual desire. This is the 11th religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to an ordinary person who has good ethical conduct. This is the 12th religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to an ordinary person who has bad ethical conduct. This is the 13th religious donation to an individual. One gives a gift to an animal. This is the 14th religious donation to an individual. Now, Ananda, gifts to the following persons may be expected to yield the following returns. To an animal, 100 times. To an unethical ordinary person, 1,000. To an ethical ordinary person, 100,000. To an outsider free of sensual desire, 10,000,000,000. But a gift to someone practicing to realize the fruit of stream entry may be expected to yield incalculable, immeasurable returns. How much more so a gift to a stream enterer, someone practicing to realize the fruit of once return, a once returner, someone practicing to realize the fruit of non-return, a non-returner, someone practicing to realize the fruit of perfection, a perfected one, or a Buddha awakened for themselves. How much more so a realized one, a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha. But there are, Ananda, seven religious donations bestowed on a Sangha. What seven? One gives a gift to the communities of both monks and nuns headed by the Buddha. This is the first religious donation bestowed on a Sangha. One gives a gift to the communities of both monks and nuns after the Buddha has finally become extinguished. This is the second religious donation bestowed on a Sangha. One gives a gift to the Sangha of monks. This is the third religious donation bestowed on a Sangha. One gives a gift to the Sangha of nuns. This is the fourth religious donation bestowed on a Sangha. One gives a gift thinking, appoint this many monks and nuns for me from the Sangha. This is the fifth religious donation bestowed on a Sangha. One gives a gift thinking, appoint this many monks for me from the Sangha. This is the sixth religious donation bestowed on a Sangha. One gives a gift thinking, appoint this many nuns for me from the Sangha. This is the seventh religious donation bestowed on a Sangha. In times to come, there will be members of the spiritual family merely by virtue of wearing ochre cloth around their necks. But they are unethical and of bad character. People will give gifts to those unethical people in the name of the Sangha. Even then, I say, a religious donation bestowed on the Sangha is incalculable and immeasurable. But I say that there is no way a personal offering can be more fruitful than one bestowed on a Sangha. Ananda, there are these four ways of purifying a religious donation. What for? There's a religious donation that's purified by the giver, not the recipient. There's a religious donation that's purified by the recipient, not the giver. There's a religious donation that's purified by neither the giver nor the recipient. There's a religious donation that's purified by both the giver and the recipient. And how is a religious donation purified by the giver, not the recipient? It's when the giver is ethical, of good character, but the recipient is unethical, of bad character. And how is a religious donation purified by the recipient, not the giver? It's when the giver is unethical, of bad character, but the recipient is ethical, of good character. And how is a religious donation purified by neither the giver nor the recipient? It's when both the giver and the recipient are unethical, of bad character. And how is a religious donation purified by both the giver and the recipient? It's when both the giver and the recipient are ethical, of good character. These are the four ways of purifying a religious donation. That is what the Buddha said. Then the Holy One, the teacher, went on to say, when an ethical person with trusting heart gives a proper gift to unethical persons, trusting in the ample fruit of deeds, that offering is purified by the giver. When an unethical and untrusting person gives an improper gift to ethical persons, not trusting in the ample fruit of deeds, that offering is purified by the receivers. When an unethical and untrusting person gives an improper gift to unethical persons, not trusting in the ample fruit of deeds, I declare that gift is not very fruitful. When an ethical person with trusting heart gives a proper gift to ethical persons, trusting in the ample fruit of deeds, I declare that gift is abundantly fruitful. But when a passionless one gives to the passionless a proper gift with trusting heart, trusting in the ample fruit of deeds, that's truly the best of material gifts.